Coming up on All Access.
Let him back to New York! We gotta be ready to go!
It's all it's gonna take, guys. Good execution.
Looks over the middle. Fires to the end zone. Leaping catch. Touchdown, Patriots!
Well, you made the plays you had to make when you had to make them, and that's what this league's about.
Sometimes you don't really get your legs back until about Thursday, Friday of that week of a normal week, and then to get out there and play, you know, off 3-4 days is, you know, is just enough time to get your legs back.
Well, it all starts with these two defensive tackles, Mitchell and Sue. Those guys do a great job in there, and just hard to block, run, pass, inside run, outside run.
The youngest brother was the humblest, and also at White.
When I read Harry Potter books, that's a book that I always never wanted to put down. Like, I had to keep reading for hours and hours at a time.
Cindio.
You're looking live at Gillette Stadium, where in 25 hours, the Miami Dolphins will try to knock the New England Patriots from the ranks of the undefeated. While the record of the Patriots team indicated perfection, they know they have been far from perfect. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this special live edition of Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burt, coming to you live from CBS Scene. Two games in five days. That is the schedule the Patriots are on, and now they got to take on a Miami Dolphins team that has scored 82 points in the last two games. Now, the Patriots have had little time to savor their 30-23 win over the J-E-T-S Jets, and as we look back at the sights and sounds of that game, it was certainly a satisfying win.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Good communication, good execution, all right? Let's have our best. Got 15 minutes to get it right.
Takes the step, backs up in the pocket, looks over the middle, fires to the end zone, leaping catch, touchdown, Patriots!
Great throw, Tommy. Really, really good execution there, man.
5 seconds here, four, 3 seconds and two. Fitzpatrick under center with 1 second. He clocks it. And a flag comes down. There's a penalty marker down.
Brandon Marshall's
on
set.
The Jets.
Yep.
It is.
That's it.
Three,
Thank you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do for us. Thank you. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. 6-0. Way to go.
All right, fellas, congratulations. It was, look, that definitely wasn't our best, okay? We left a lot of plays out on the field, but you made the plays you had to make when you had to make them, and that's what this league's about. So, congratulations. All right, well, obviously, we got a real quick turnaround here. Tomorrow is Thursday, okay? Tomorrow is Thursday. That's the way you got to look at it. So, we got a lot of catching up to do. We need to have a great week here. I mean, Miami's, you know, obviously playing good. All right, this is going to be tough. We got to really get rolling here in a hurry. So, you know, let's get a good night's rest. Let's come in here and be ready to work.
Now, how great is that stuff? We all know Bill Belichick's mantra is on to the next opponent, but the coach did tell Scott Zolak some things about their win over the Jets.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, before we get into the Miami Dolphin game, the New York Jet game, you guys faced a lot of adversity in that game. I know you were down some people. Some mistakes were made. But how much does that harden a football team and get you ready for the next step?
Well, I think it's, again, a great lesson for all of us of just, you know, that's why you have a team. Everybody's got a job and a role. And when you need it, you need those guys to step up. And we definitely got that last week. We got that from a lot of players in all three phases of the game. So, you know, that's good. That's what gives you a good team is, you know, guys coming in when you need them the most.
Now, you've juggled players in and out before, and it's the old mantra, next guy up, next guy's ready to go. First time in your coaching career, you've dressed out 18 offensive guys to take part in a game?
Yes.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah, two backs, six linemen. I mean, it's kind of pretty short.
Yeah. Okay, one of those guys is number 12. He's pretty darn good on the quarterback sneak, and this has been going on for a while, whether it's down low. This weekend, he chooses to go up high and overtop the pile, reminiscent, I think it was the Baltimore Raven game, AFC Championship several years ago. Do you guys coach that up, or is that all on him?
Well, you know, he has to take a look at it. In that particular play, the linebackers were lined up pretty wide, like all the way out in those C gaps, and so there wasn't really anybody behind the line of scrimmage. I think they were, you know, in position to handle our kind of our off-tackle goal line runs, and that light them up a little bit on the sneak. So it just kind of depends on where the, you know, where the gaps are, where the linebackers are. You know, Zoe, you're a quarterback. You go
usually
to the soft spot.
Usually I get stuffed on that. I mean, he's pretty darn good
you
at it.
You find the soft spot, right?
Yeah, the soft spot. There usually aren't any soft spots in there. They give you that diamond look, and they cover everything up.
Oh, we got a lot more to come up on Patriots All Access. Next, we go live with Willie McGinnis and Roman Fiverr. They have six rings between the two of them. Stay with us. Patriots All Access is coming to you live from CBSC.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with wide receiver Danny Amendola.
Touchdown, Patriots! Danny Amendola!
Patriots running back Deion Lewis delivers a special Halloween treat.
The tale of the three brothers. There are once three brothers who are traveling a long, lonely, winding road at twilight.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Congratulations to Malden High School's Joe Papagallo, who's been selected as our High School Coach of the Week. The Golden Tornadoes beat arch-rival Everett for the first time in 24 years to clinch the Greater Boston League title. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The the Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Malden High School football program in the name of Coach Papagallo.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to this special live edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I got two studs sitting behind me. You know, for 15 seasons, Roman Pfeiffer, he terrorized NFL running backs, quarterbacks. Number 95 is best known as one of the linebackers who helped forge the defense for the Patriots' first three Super Bowl victories. And Roman Pfeiffer is here with us tonight as well. And also tonight, Patriots, you played in Super Bowls. Willie McGinnis holding the Lombardi Trophy three times. He was the first player chosen by the Patriots after Robert Kraft purchased the team. The newest member of the Patriots Hall of Fame, number 55, Willie McGinnis, will be honored here tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Great to have you guys on. And we all know what Willie's doing. He's doing his TV thing.
That's right.
We want to know what you're doing lately. Roman Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I'm living outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, doing some commercial real estate development, also with the firm that teaches STEM and data analytics education to high school and middle school students.
That sounds pretty important, doesn't it?
Yeah, he is important. He's a smart guy, man. That's why we had to get him over here. We had to get him on the team. Yeah.
What's it like seeing your former teammate?
Well, it's good. It's always good. Roman's a very close friend of mine. He's a brother and somebody that, beyond football, we've always been tied our families together. And special moment for me, you know, when they asked if who could I call it, I wanted to be here. He was one of the first names I mentioned I wanted here. Plus, we have a good time together every time
every
we come,
time
to Boston,
come together.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man, so.
Hey, you guys get a chance to watch this current team, the Patriots. What are your thoughts?
Well, best coach in the league, best quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks, at least, and consistent team. They play well together. They've been consistently winning year in and year out. Mm-hmm. Even with turnover in different positions. So I think they got a chance to take it all away.
I think that's the key. I mean, when you talk about the Patriots, it's always that theme we used to go off of, finding different ways to win football games. And regardless of the injuries or who's playing where, which team they're playing,
right,
everything changes weekly anyway with this team. And it's just remarkable how consistent this team has been, especially in a division, and how they're able to go out week in and week out and play at a high level.
Right.
Regardless of the score, just come home with the victory.
You guys, the Patriots are going to play two games in 5 days. What's it like playing on a short week? And how sore are you guys after the first game when you got to turn around and play another one?
Well, for me, it was great.
You liked it?
Yeah, because if you play in a short week and you win, it's like having another bye. It's like a mini bye.
Right.
So
good
if
point.
You play Thursday, you got all those days to recover. And, you know, there's not much that changes in the team. You're going to make some small changes here and there, but pretty much these two teams are familiar with each other. They're in the division. They know pretty much what Miami's trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, when you're studying the opponent, they're not going to be able to make a whole lot of changes as well. So everything is simplified. You get to rest your body. No real physical contact in practice that week, so that's always good.
All right. He's going to be the man tomorrow. He's going to be honored at halftime. Patriots Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
You.
That's well-deserved.
Thank you.
Just your thoughts on him being honored, and I'll get to your thoughts in just a second.
Well, I mean, like Willie said, he's a great friend, a brother to me. I'm just honored to be a part of it. Was a great teammate, but not only that, just even a better person, a good father. Our families are close. We both have three daughters, so we got to pick each other's brains here and there to, you know, to handle that. But, yeah, I'm just honored to be his friend and have shared three world championships with Willie.
How special is it going to be? You're going to hear the crowd go berserk. You know, every time you come back, everybody loves to see you.
Yeah,
but how special is that going to be tomorrow night?
It's a great feeling. You know, first of all, because of teammates like Roman is the reason why I'm here. You know, we all made each other better. The fans, of course, are remarkable. Joining an elite class of men that are already in the Patriots Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame committee, and then the fans voting me in, and then always say it's a family affair. You know, nobody individually has success. It was always team success first and then individual success. So just to be recognized as one of those guys to put on a Patriot uniform and have my friends and family here and be able to share this with the fans. I mean, what other place would I want to share this?
Good point. You're right here, right?
In the Foxborough Stadium, yeah.
Special time. Special time for a special
Did
man.
I say Foxborough Stadium?
Yeah, but you know,
it's old school.
Gillette.
Gillette Stadium.
That's right. You got the rings. You guys can do whatever you want. concerned. All right, guys, thank you very much. Congratulations on tomorrow night. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this, live from the CBS scene. Stay with us. Welcome back to the special live edition of Patriots All Access here at CBS Scene. 3 days is not much time to heal, drop a game plan, and practice it. But the Patriots, well, they are primetime players. And Dan Roach says they have it all together.
It was an impressive comebacking win over the Jets on Sunday, but there wasn't much time to celebrate with another game on tap here Thursday night.
This is going to be the quickest turnaround you have all year. Dolphins are hot right now. They're a good team. We just got to rest, get ready mentally and physically, because it's going to be quick coming Thursday.
Yes, and with just 3 days to prepare for their game against the 3-3 Miami Dolphins, one has to wonder if it's tougher mentally or physically to get ready.
You do the best you can. You know, mentally, you just got to work as hard as you can. Physically, you got to, be tough enough just to push through it. So it's a fun week, I think. You know, the competition starts, as soon as the last game ends.
Needless to say, some players aren't too happy with the toll a Thursday night game can take. A concern voiced by Matthew Slater.
It's a double-edged sword. Obviously, there's some great things that come along with the Thursday night games, but at the same time, there's some challenges physically for the guys that are out there playing the game.
As for facing the Dolphins, the Pats' AFC East rival has won two straight games since letting Joe Philbin go, while promoting tight ends coach Dan Campbell to be their new head coach.
Every time we played these guys, I mean, they've been a challenge. So, you know, we started off last year and lost to them the first game of the year. We, battled back against them in the second half of last year. So they're riding high right now.
Meanwhile, combined with the win Sunday, a Patriots victory Thursday would give the Pats a huge edge towards securing their seventh AFC East title in a row.
Winning the division is always a great thing. But, you know, again, we have to go out there and execute and, play together all three phases for four quarters. So.
Meanwhile, the Patriots were busy today. As far as the injuries are concerned, Marcus Cannon and Jabal Sheard have already been ruled out for tomorrow's game against the Dolphins. Meanwhile, a bit of a strange note, defensive end Rufus Johnson was today placed on the reserve non-football illness list and is out for the season. And the Patriots were busy on the waiver wire claiming safety from the Colts. That is Dewey McDonald. He's got a possibility. You may see him on the field here tomorrow as part of the special teams unit. So a lot going on with this Patriots team as they ready quickly for the Dolphins. Steve?
All right, Rochie, thank you very much. You know, in the past 2 weeks, no Patriot has caught more passes than Danny Amendola. And many of those 15 receptions have been, well, they were absolutely spectacular as far as Amendola. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the Patriots' little big man.
Well, Danny, you got a short turnaround this week. What's tougher, the mental part of it or the physical part of it, going into this Dolphins game?
You know, it's tough coming back off of 3 days rest to, prepare yourself for another, intense NFL football game. But, you know, to prepare mentally is another task in itself. But, it's both about equal. But, you know, you got to do a job. You got to get out there and get ready to play. So
are you still physically sore after the Jets game going in?
It depends, but sometimes you don't really get your legs back till about Thursday, Friday of that week, of a normal week, and then and then to get out there and play, off 3-4 days is just enough time to get your legs back.
How much more comfortable are you now with the system?
I feel comfortable, when I get in every game, and the more experience I get, the more reps I get out there is better for me.
When the offense struggles, are you guys behind early in the game? Does it require patience? Do you know deep down inside that, Everybody just calm down. Eventually, we'll turn this thing around.
Yeah, coach stresses just don't even worry about the scoreboard. Just focus on doing your job and getting your part of the play, you know, whether it's blocking, whether it's running your route, whether it's, you know, whatever it may be, just do your job.
You know, the coach says don't worry about the scoreboard, but do you have a peek?
Yeah, you know, you look at the scoreboard to see how much time is running off and stuff like that, but, you know, you want to play your best football and put as many points on the scoreboard as you can, so, you know, you don't really want to focus on if you're, you know, you're up by this much or down by that much, so.
Tell me the difference in Miami Dolphins from the first 3 weeks of the season and now the last two. They're a different team.
You know, they're playing good. They're flying around. They have a bunch of great athletes. They're, you know, they got their interim head coach, and you know, they're playing really well. So it's going to be a tough task, and you know, I feel like we're ready for it.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick breaks down one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
You know, running at them, trapping, pass protection. They're just a problem.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One ProGlide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Welcome back to this special live edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. We are live here at CBS Scene. You know, it's been a tale of two seasons for the Miami Dolphins. The Joe Philbin era is over just after four games. And now the Dolphins have an interim head coach in Dan Campbell that's taken an underachieving team and has turned their season around. They've already won two games in a row. Scott Zolak talks with Bill Belichick on how the Dolphins have turned this season around.
All right, on to the Miami Dolphins now. Okay, Miami comes into town. We get the drill. It's a divisional game. Everybody's saying, well, you have a lot of familiarity with them, which you really don't. There's a lot of new players there. It's a short week, which complicates things. What's the biggest challenge this week being on a short week?
I think it's our execution level. You know, our ability to prepare, understand the game plan, execute it against a team that's very different than any other team we've played because of the players they have and the scheme that they use. And, you know, just to go out there and play a good, you know, solid, sound football game, we may have to react to some different things from them. But if we just go out there and do a good job with our fundamentals and our execution, then we'll have a chance. If we don't do that, then it won't make a difference who we're playing. We're kind of beating ourselves. So, you know, it's got to start with, you know, us knowing what to do, doing it with good fundamentals and techniques, being alert, and then, you know, factoring in the tendencies and the strengths that the Dolphins have, which are numerous, into, you know, our awareness of, you know, how certain plays or defenses will get, you know, get worked out.
All right, they make a coaching change. Dan Campbell is in. It seems to have revitalized the team. What's the biggest difference since he's taken over, where you look at their tape through the first 4 weeks of the season as opposed to the way they've played the last 2 weeks?
Oh, I'd say probably the biggest change has been on the line of scrimmage. You know, offensively, they've run the ball very well. They've had a lot of production in all their runs, inside, outside, toss plays. And then defensively, the disruptive plays they've had on the line of scrimmage, tackles for loss, sacks, strip sacks, pressures, that those have all gone up dramatically in the last two games against Tennessee and Houston. So that'll be a big challenge for us is to handle their very talented offensive and defensive lines and running game to be able to, you know, hold up there. And without that, then everything else really is pretty incidental. So, you know, we're going to have to do a good job at that point first.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Holly in Franklin. This is it, Halloween, Bill Belichick's favorite holiday. You've talked about costumes, candy, all that stuff. I want to know about when you're home, though. Now, with playing on Thursday night, you're going to be home on Halloween. Do you have any set of plans? I mean, you got a game plan for Halloween. How are you going to hand out the candy on Saturday night when the kids come by?
Yeah, I don't have one for that yet. I think we'll have to wait and see how, what's going on Saturday.
Was you're Saturday a milk night? Guy, right?
Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night's Halloween.
There's not much candy I don't like.
Not much candy. So you like them all. Maybe like crack the window, blow the whistle when they get up on the thing, scare the heck out of them?
Yeah. so many people come up in the Bill Belichick costume with the sweatshirt and the fake headset. Yeah.
All right.
It's always entertaining.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Later in the show, you're going to be back. We're going to do the Bellustrator. Miami Dolphins, big defensive front, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of, we just talked about that. A lot of guys we're going to have to handle up there.
All right, sounds good, Coach.
The hoodie. You know, you got to have the hoodie. Bill Belichick's a big fan of Halloween, and he's not the only one. So is Deion Lewis, and Lewis would love to put a scare into the Miami Dolphins tomorrow night. Deion Lewis haunts us with a tale courtesy of the wizard. Yeah, the boy wizard, Harry Potter.
Okay. Gryffindor!
I didn't like reading books much, but when I read Harry Potter books, that's a book that I always never wanted to put down. Like, I could keep reading for hours and hours at a time, so, and that's how I kind of fell in love with Harry Potter, and then the movies started coming out, and I started going to those as well.
The Tale of the Three Brothers. There are once three brothers who are traveling a long, lonely, winding road at twilight. In time, their brothers reach a river too deep to wade through and too dangerous to swim across. However, these brothers were learned in the magical arts, and so they simply waved their wands and made a bridge appear across the treacherous water. They were halfway across it when they found their path blocked by a hooded figure.
Oh yeah, it's definitely different, you know. Harry Potter is like, it's magical and it's like a whole new language, and I actually think the books are better than the movies. When you read a book, you're reading it and you could kind of picture the way you're reading it, so like, when you see the movie, sometimes it's not what you pictured while you were reading it.
Death spoke to them. He was angry that he had been cheated out of three new victims, for travelers usually drowned in a river. But Death was cunning. He pretended to congratulate the three brothers upon their magic and said that each had earned a prize for having been clever enough to evade him. So the oldest brother, who was a combative man, asked for a wand more powerful than any in existence. A wand that must always win duels for its owner. A wand worthy of a wizard who had conquered death. So Death crossed to an elder tree on the bank of the river, fashioned a wand from a branch that hung there, and gave it to the oldest brother. Then the second brother, who was an arrogant man, decided that he wanted to humiliate Death still further and asked for the power to recall others from death. So Death picked up a stone from the riverbank and gave it to the second brother, and told him that the stone would have the power to bring back the dead. And then Death asked the third and youngest brother what he would like.
Definitely, reading books is definitely a way you can use that to escape. If you're stressed out or you had a long day, it's a great way to unwind. And doing what I do every day, up early, and stressing over the games every week and making sure I'm ready to play and I know what to do. So reading books definitely can help take your mind off some of those things and help you relax.
The youngest brother was the humblest and also the wisest of the brothers, and he did not trust Death, so he asked for something that would enable him to go forth from that place without being followed by Death. And Death most unwillingly handed over his own cloak of invisibility. Then Death stood aside and allowed the three brothers to continue on their way.
Incendio.
The first brother traveled on for a week or more, and reaching a distant village, sought out a fellow wizard with whom he had a quarrel. Naturally, with the Elder Wand as his weapon, he could not fail to win the duel that followed. Leaving his enemy dead upon the floor, the oldest brother proceeded to an inn, where he boasted loudly of the powerful wand he had snatched from the Death himself. That very night, another wizard crept upon the oldest brother as he lay, wine-sodden, upon his bed. The thief took the wand and, for good measure, slit the older brother's throat. And so Death took the first brother for his own. Meanwhile, the second brother journeyed to his own home, where he lived alone.
Expecto Patronum!
Here he took out the stone that had the power to recall the dead, and turned it thrice in his hand. To his amazement and his delight, the figure of the girl he had once hoped to marry before her untimely death appeared at once before him. Yet, she was sad and cold, separated from him as by a veil. Though she had returned to the mortal world, she did not truly belong there and suffered. Finally, the second brother, driven mad with hopeless longing, killed himself so as truly to join her. And so death took the second brother for his own.
Harry Potter and a Patriot playbook. Gibberish and gibberish. So it's kind of similar, but I like this playbook a little bit more, mainly because I know it now. But this one is always going to have a special place in my heart, Harry Potter.
But though Death searched for the third brother for many years, he was never able to find him. It was only when he had attained a great age that the youngest brother finally took off the cloak of invisibility and gave it to his son. And then he greeted Death as an old friend and went with him gladly. And equals, they departed this life.
Patriots All Access, everyone. Miami Dolphins interim head coach Dan Campbell has called his team a sleeping giant, but they have certainly woken up. Miranda Mason of Patriots Today has the storylines for this game. Miranda?
Thank you. It was just 3 days ago that the Patriots secured their sixth win of the season. Now they're set to face a hungry Miami team on Thursday night. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. Miami boasts one of the most talented front fours in the NFL. The Patriots' offensive line, though, is working through multiple injuries, so a makeshift New England O-line will be in the spotlight tomorrow night. And under interim head coach Dan Campbell, Lamar Miller has been the man. He's had 288 yards through the last two games, so he'll put the Pats' run defense to the test. And this game will go a long way towards determining the division champion, a position that the Patriots are all too familiar with. With a win, the Patriots will be undefeated against division opponents. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's check in with Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak, because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Dolphins week, Coach. Here's their defensive front.
Well, it all starts with these two defensive tackles, Mitchell and Sue. Those guys do a great job in there. And you know, we'll see a couple plays on them here. They're just hard to block, run, pass, inside run, outside run. You know, they cause a lot of problems, a lot of negative plays. And here's Mitchell kind of splitting the gap here, center guard gap. You know, Sue's right there.
Any similarities to the Detroit front? You played last year with him, where he was inside.
Well, yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
So we're gonna have a big, you know, big challenge handling these two guys. You know, here they try to trap him, and you know, Sue's, you know, quick enough to beat the block back by Wood. Another negative play. So, you know, running at him, trap him, pass protection. They're just a problem. It's a good power rush against Atlanta by Mitchell.
Boy, he's some really wide splits.
Yep. And, you know, he just no pocket to step up into. So, you know, that's an easy sack for him. Again, good, obviously good end play with, you know, Wake and Vernon. So, you know, his defensive front is very challenging to run against, pass protect against. They're disruptive inside. They're disruptive outside. They're athletic. They're strong. They're powerful. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full blocking those guys.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're a defense you really want to pack things in tight against. Like, you know, let's put eight guys in a box, right?
It's hard to move them.
Okay.
It's definitely hard to move them.
All right, Coach, now you take a look at Miami on offense against the Redskins here.
Well, a lot of explosive players. One of the guys you definitely can't lose sight of is Jordan Cameron, a tight end. Here is a nice double move. Starts a little out route. Shoots up the seam right there against the Redskins. You know, nicely thrown ball by Tannehill. So we get good production out of the tight end. He's replaced Clay and, you know, done a good job for him. And You know, they have very explosive group of receivers, too.
And Coach Landry from LSU is a kid that can fly, the new kid.
Absolutely. He does an excellent job of running with the ball after the catch. He plays inside. He plays outside, sometimes in the backfield. And they also use him as a decoy here. So, they're, you know, he's drawing a lot of attention with the Redskins coming over here on this kind of fake wide route. And then they come back and screen it to Miller, and then Miller does damage with, you know, his good running vision and open field running ability to pick about 20 yards on the screen. So a lot of weapons to stop on that Miami offense.
Lots to work on, plus that double screen right there. That's a tricky one. All right, go get him today, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Bellastrator, more of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
You know, the Patriots battle weekly on the football field, but the battle against homelessness goes on daily for so many in New England. Today, Chairman Robert Kraft and the wives and significant others of Patriot players and staff visited the women's lunch place in Boston. After preparing a meal, they donated personal care products and led craft projects for the women who are striving to be self-sufficient once again. It's all about giving back. It's time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Let me start by saying this. Short week, which team has an advantage?
You know, I always like Belichick anytime the preparation is involved. So when you're dealing with a shorter period of time, I think a little of that advantage is taken away. I don't think it's going to necessarily mean advantage Miami, but I don't think the Patriots' game plan-oriented approach is as valuable in a short week, is as important in a short week. So I think a little of that advantage is taken away.
I just wanted to start by saying it feels like Friday night. You know, it's great to be here. 2-1. I'm going to put on the scoreboard 2-1. I think the Patriots have an advantage in that they have Bill Belichick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're also at home. They're not traveling for this game, but the one on the Dolphins side is that they are the healthier team. Matthew Slater had some interesting remarks yesterday or Monday when he talked about the stress of playing the Thursday night game, the short week. And I think the reason he said it, Steve, was he saw how challenging it was for some of his teammates to get ready for this game. They're banged up.
They are banged up. And now they're going up against another big physical front. Who's better, Miami or the Jets?
Well, I think the Jets is the better front, but very different kinds of fronts. I think this one's more athletic. I think Cameron Wake and Olivier Vernon, different kinds of players, and even Sue on the inside is not like Wilkerson and Richardson. More athletic, more of a penetrator, more of a big play kind of guy. Real quiet early in the year. Now Dan Campbell comes in, and it's sort of that's the area of the team that's been most affected, I think. They had, I think, 8 sacks they combined for in the 2 wins. So different kind of front, but I like the Jets personnel better.
As usual, Paul hits it. I agree with him completely, but the thing that would concern me from a matchup perspective for the Patriots is those edge players. Specifically, Cameron Wake lines up on the defensive left side against the right tackle. Patriots down to their 4th right tackle in Cameron Fleming. That's a matchup you got to watch.
If they win, they improved to 7-0. Did they put a strong hold on the division?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. After they beat the Jets, I pretty much wrote that they had a stranglehold. So, yeah, if they win this one and they have victories over all 3 of the teams, and you sort of have to hold serve at home. I think you have to win the home ones.
Right.
But, yeah, Steve, I think great position if you can go 3-0 in the division.
And you look what's remaining. At home, November 23rd against the Bills, and then the last 2 games of the year at the Jets, at the Dolphins. Who knows what those 2 teams are jockeying for at that time. So it sets up well for the Patriots if they can win this game against Miami.
Before I get to the key players, does Tannehill scare you at all?
Yeah, well, you know, it scares me a little bit that they've been able to run the ball better. And if Lamar Miller can keep up the kind of production, maybe not quite what he's done the last 2 weeks, but if they can pick the spots with Tannehill and you see him throwing 20, 25 times, yeah, he does scare me a little bit. He's got ability.
I agree.
Key players. We'll start with you.
Well, Danny Amendola to me is the guy that's really come on. I think a lot of the attention the last couple of weeks has gone to Gronkowski, and with good reason, and certainly Julian Edelman. And I think Amendola is showing you why the Patriots were so high on him originally a couple years ago. He's really taken advantage of his opportunities.
I'm going to go with tight end Michael Williams. And some Patriots followers might be like, what are you talking about with Michael Williams?
Right.
You see him here catching the football. But the reason that I am going to talk about him is his blocking, Steve.
Okay.
And I think we talked about Cameron Wake, Olivier Vernon on the edges.
Yeah.
This is a game you need those big tight ends to help your tackles, you know, in this game.
And remember,
I think he's
early
that type
in the Jets
guy.
Game, Cameron Fleming had some trouble. He gave up a sack, I think, on the first series. And from that point on, Big Michael Williams was stapled to Cameron Fleming's
side. Has played just as much as Scott Chandler this year, which I think might surprise some
people. I got about 20 seconds left. Prediction time. Score.
I like the Patriots in this game. I'm going to go 38-20. I think there's going to be a lot of points.
Patriots 27-20, Steve.
27? You think it's going to be that close?
Short week.
I love when he gets mad at you when you pick a competitive game.
You know what? Exactly. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
That's going to do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Knights. It's Thursday Night Football. We'll get things started with Patriots game day at 7 o'clock. Pats and Dolphins kick off at 8:25 here on WBZ and the fifth quarter postgame show. Live coverage of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's postgame press conferences on MyTV 38 right after the game. See you later.